Think everything's ready here?
Really? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, ready?
All right.
What did you want? We're doing the story with the Pope, right?
Exactly, exactly.
What'd the Pope do?
He slapped somebody. He slapped a Chinese woman, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff, he did not...
Let go of my hand, bitch.
Jeff, he did not punch her right. He slapped her hand. He slapped...
Okay.
Good start to our first show. Yeah.
Oh, my levels are all messed up. I haven't done this in like 2 weeks.
I know. We've been off, guys. Having our celebration of the holidays. Hanukkah, Christmas, Jeff's birthday, New Year's Eve. It's been a nice couple of weeks, right, Jeff?
Yes, yeah, really, really
celebrating
really nice.
Jeff's birthday. You know, it was really nice the other day. We went out to a really nice restaurant. The baby was not cooperating.
Oh,
not cooperating.
You know what Carolina did to the baby?
What? What did I do? And like, no, don't even do that. Do not even do that.
Here, Jackson.
No. I was upstairs with my mother-in-law's boyfriend while Jeff was downstairs with his mom trying to calm the baby down. He would not come upstairs. I don't know what was going on with him that day.
He got really uncooperative all of a sudden.
He's not like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I was like almost in tears. I ordered.
Oh yeah.
So my mother-in-law's boyfriend ordered me get a glass of Pinot Grigio, calm yourself down. I said okay, because if he doesn't calm down, it's Jeff's birthday. I'm gonna leave. You guys celebrate Jeff's birthday. Because first of all, there was a table next to us. I'm sorry.
Curmudgeons.
Curmudgeons, Jeff. All right. They were like, I'm not making fun of older people,
but they were
like in their 80s.
Yeah.
And I heard them clearly just say, can we get another table? Don't want to hear a baby crying.
Yeah, we don't want to. We're out on New Year's Eve. We don't want to hear a baby crying while we eat.
Well,
can you blame them?
First of all, Jeff, you know what? Like minutes later, right. The restaurant was packed. You couldn't hear a pin drop.
It did.
You couldn't hear anything.
Well, doesn't that mean it's quiet when you say you didn't?
Oh, okay. Reverse. You know what I mean, right?
Why are you loud? Why are you so loud?
Anyway,
Jeff,
come on.
Obnoxiously loud.
No, anyway, so I was almost in tears when I started hearing that.
I know.
I do not want to upset anybody with the baby crying. But then moments later, the restaurant was packed. You couldn't even hear yourself speaking. That's
true.
What I meant to
say. Welcome to the Carolina Cadillo Show.
All right. Hey, guys. It's Carolina Cadillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Hi, Jeff here.
Jeff here. My mother-in-law, who's got a magic touch... Yeah. Don't know what she has. She held my hand. She goes, calm down. Calm down. It's going to be okay. Moments later, she comes with the baby. And he was calm.
Now, wait. You're leaving me out of the equation.
I walked
away from the table with him.
Yeah, but then
he was screaming. And my mother came outside and walked over to me and said, hey, Jackson. And I was about to put him in the car and go home. I was going to drive home and call you and say, hey, listen, enjoy dinner. I'll see you later. I'll be at home with him.
I didn't know that, really? Oh, okay.
I was outside with him already.
I know you were, but I think what scared him was Santa Claus.
No.
They had a
Santa Claus statue.
Anyway, so what happened? I don't even know. I didn't even ask you because it was upsetting, you know, a couple of moments there. But anyway, we had a good time for Jeff's birthday. Thank you for all the wishes Jeff got. Jeff got a lot of texts, right?
I got more yesterday, too. A lot of people for the podcast, you know, our friend V, our listeners,
Thank you, guys.
Pablo, oh my gosh, I know I'm leaving out like 20 people.
We have a lot of people, but thank you for showing us so much love and support.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Feliz Año Nuevo. Jeff, any real resolutions for you?
I want to bowl more, Eric Negron, okay?
Is that a hint?
Those passes expired on the 31st. I'm kidding.
That bowling alley you go to,
is
that a rich person's bowling alley?
It's nice. It's just modernized.
Yeah, but I've been to bowling alleys. Okay, this is a really, really nice
Carolina,
one.
It's not the bowling alley of the '60s where you look at some guy's ass crack and he's sucking down a beer. You know, hey,
it's a really nice bowling alley.
Yeah,
you know?
You could almost. You know what's funny? If there was cigarette smoke there, it wouldn't bother me. That would be like part of the atmosphere too.
No, but there isn't. But my mother even loved it. She had her glass of wine.
It's a nice bowling
Jeff
alley.
Ordered food. It was really, really, and they had the arcade. It was really, really nice.
No, ours is Bowmore, right? There's Bolero, Bowmore. They're all under one company. AMC.
Never bowled as a kid, so I wouldn't even know.
You never bowled?
No, I never bowled. Because first of all, you guys don't want to see me bowling. I bowl very funny.
So do a lot of people.
Yeah, but Jeff bowls really good. So,
I don't. Anyway. I look funny. Don't I look funny when I bowl? Come on.
Yeah, you're like a professional. You really are. Yeah,
no.
First of all, that's a white person's sport. That's not a Spanish person's sport.
Oh, no. There's a lot of Spanish people when I go there.
I don't know.
There's Spanish people, black people, Indians when I go there.
Yeah, but I don't know a lot of... Jeff, call Webbing. Call Webbing. Call Webbing.
People with, headgear.
Yeah. I just want to see if... That's. Okay. I don't know if that's true, though. I just don't know if
wish
that's true.
I wish I'd found it. I don't want to even look for this thing.
Okay. Just maybe this year we'll get our acts straight with the studio.
Yes.
Hint, not me. Guys, we're also going to start YouTubing in the next couple of weeks. I'm getting the studio ready so you can see us while recording our podcast. So many people have asked us to do this.
I'm still getting birthday wishes, by the way, from people on Facebook. Do you know who rapper Alexi Alijai is?
Oh, I heard. 21 years old, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard he passed away.
She.
Oh, she? Okay.
Yeah.
I just saw it on my notices, so I don't even know what happened.
Died at age 21. The cause of death has not been confirmed yet. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt
him. So I want to call Webbing.
I know who a lot of people are, but some of these rappers.
Call Webbing.
Like, I didn't really know Juice WRLD who died either. Did you know Juice WRLD?
No. I saw that this morning, too. Yeah.
Oh, no. He died a while ago.
Yeah, I saw the notice.
Juice WRLD. Maybe we're being here.
Webbing, it's Carolina. Happy New Year. You're on the podcast. Felicidades.
Happy New Year.
She says it's Carolina. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't have a birthday that says it's Jeff Jensen
calling. You know who the fuck? You have no idea who that is, right?
Webbing, I have to ask, first of all, two things, all right? First of all, Happy New Year. Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Webbing, do white people bowl?
Do white people bowl? Yes.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah. Do Spanish people bowl?
No.
Do Spanish people bowl?
Spanish people bowl, but it's like on a special occasion, like when you want to get laid and stuff, you take the girl out bowling and stuff like that. That's about it.
Bowling to get laid for, huh?
I didn't know that either, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You know what it is? Latino girls can't bowl, babe. The long nails and stuff like that, it's not going to happen.
I told you. I mean,
I saw a guy, really hot chick, when I was there last time. This guy with his girl, and she really couldn't bowl. He was helping her bowl, so maybe he's got a point.
Okay,
He gets behind her and goes, "Oh, you grab the ball like this? Ha ha! Get it?
Grab my balls."
Yeah.
He says, "Honey, you want to play with some 18-pound balls?" She says, "What? Bowling."
Webby,
yeah, exactly.
You saw the Pope smack that Chinese woman, right?
Yeah, I mean, I posted it up on my Instagram, and I find it to be that this woman just was so overly excited to see the God Almighty that everybody has put into her head. That's the mighty guy that, you know, oh my God, I need to see this guy. And this guy doesn't even have the decency to say, hey, don't pull me that hard or whatever. He starts smacking her.
Exactly.
Like he owns it.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is one of the reasons why I believe in God, but I don't believe in the church, because I don't believe that somebody, a human being, should have so much power in his hand that he's able to smack somebody and then it says it's okay.
I totally agree. I so agree with you. You know that? And even though he apologized, but come on. She's excited to see the Pope, and that's how he treats her? Really? And I told Jeff, I would not be surprised if she, like, okay, that's it. I'm leaving the Catholic
Church.
Maybe
she's going to sue the Pope.
No. What she'll do is won't wash her hands and say, and make it seem good. Oh, he smacked my hand.
Yeah.
You know, this is the sacred hand. It smacked me. That's what she's going to do, because we are so brainwashed that this religion is what we need in our lives, and that this guy with a robe and probably no underwears underneath is the guy that we need to worship.
Yeah,
hell no, guys.
You can believe in God, but
I just don't believe in the guy that carries the word for the God.
No, I understand, but seeing that, you know, she's excited, and I'm sure her bubble popped. Like, what? I mean, and you see his face, she did kind of grab him.
Yeah,
because she's excited. But you know, but you also saw the face, you know, that he put on when he walked away.
Yeah, he was annoyed.
Yeah, he was annoyed. He was bothered. Listen, you know, if you don't want to be the Michael Jackson of your religion, you know, then get out of the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
You know, but
he's like, let go of my arm, bitch.
But understand one thing: this woman feels honored that he smacked her. Don't get it twisted that she's going to stop thinking and that she's going to be grabbing that Bible and worshiping.
Oh, wow.
Has anyone interviewed her, this Chinese woman? Have anybody talked to her?
No, I don't know. Mario Brothers? I don't know who the fuck is going to interview that dumb bitch.
don't be mean with me. Webby, one final question. Any New Year's resolutions for you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe in that shit. Every year is a bad year anyway, and everybody picks up the same crap. Bad 2019, better 2020, and then when it's the end of 2020, bad 2020, good 2021. So fuck that shit, man.
Thanks for the positivity, man.
I know. What positivity?
I know, that's the way it is, though. You're right. That's what happens every year. It's always a new beginning for a couple of days.
Every year is a new beginning. Like, for example, when you guys had Jackson, you guys weren't expecting to have Jackson the year that you guys had him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Guys,
yeah.
You know, whatever. Now Jackson is with you guys. Every year is going to be good because he's growing up.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly. Yeah, well, exactly.
Unless you guys live in the Bronx, then you know that he's going to be a thief or something like that. But thank God that you guys are raising him in Long Island.
He's
nice
a good,
neighborhood,
no.
Which is going to shit anyway, but, you know, it's a nice neighborhood.
You better be careful if you bring that daughter of yours here. My boy's kind of,
oh,
he's
stop.
A big guy, man.
Stop,
you know? He likes
yeah.
older women.
Oh, stop, stop, stop.
Those white kids have big schlongs.
Oh,
you better
stop.
Watch out, man.
With beans. So we're going to start YouTubing
that's
pretty
good.
Soon.
That's good. We'll be, know, grandma soon is going to croak and leave everything.
Oh, stop.
To
don't even.
Oh, wow.
we love
I'm
you,
sorry,
okay?
I'm sorry, Jeffrey.
It's okay, man. Hey, Happy New Year. Did you, did Wabeen wish me a happy birthday on Facebook? I don't know.
I don't think he did.
Yeah, I said happy birthday.
He did.
Oh,
on
okay.
Facebook,
okay.
See? Yes, I said. He
okay.
did, man.
Listen, there was no way of not saying happy birthday to you because every other video was you at the fucking shitty diner eating the shitty breakfast. You know, they kept putting up.
Hey,
you know,
so
where that teddy picture? So I had to say happy birthday.
Where the teddy picture? Sorry, where were you at the stroke of midnight?
Yeah, where were you, Wabeen?
We were actually watching the ball drop from New Jersey side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we were home.
We do the traditional stuff. We go eat, and then we go like you know to the river. To watch the other side, you know, to watch New York.
Oh,
and
okay.
To
steal a car or two.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, break a window.
Break a
oh
window.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Have a new radio.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Wabeen, we love you, okay? But we love you, right? Love you,
Bobby.
Love you,
man. You can't.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh,
it never
God.
Gets old me calling him a criminal,
no,
does
no,
it?
No.
I feel so horrible.
Anyway, so but a lot of people are disturbed by this Pope thing, Jeff. You know, a lot of people are disturbed.
Fingers!
But Jeff, don't you think it's rude, Jeff, what he did? I really think that he thinks that he's one of these, maybe, even a rock and roller's an act like that.
Well, I'll give you this. I think it looks extra rude because it's the Pope.
Exactly.
But I don't know if it's that bad. I mean, listen, people, you know... You know, everybody's got their limits, right?
Yeah, but you are the Pope.
He's walking away. She doesn't let go.
Yeah, but
what, are you gonna pull his robe off and expose his thong that he's wearing?
He didn't do that. She didn't do that. She just held his hand extra tight. He could have went back and said, "Thank you, I love you," and went back. You know,
he's got that
it.
Thick accent, doesn't
exactly.
he?
Exactly. I just think it's wrong. Anyway,
really?
Hey, where is Jeff? Where is the now new place? No, he didn't. He didn't punch her. Where is now the new place to retire?
The new place.
What country? What country?
Oh, what country?
It used to be Costa Rica. You know that?
It used to be Costa Rica.
Yeah, yeah.
How about not? How about? Is it an island?
No.
No, huh?
It's a country.
It's a country. Kazakhstan.
No. Portugal.
Portugal. Why?
Yeah. Well, first of all, my sister-in-law's is from Portugal. Well, she was born in South Africa, right? But her parents are Portuguese.
Right.
They never wanted to leave Portugal because Jeff, they get free medical
well,
service.
Well, yeah,
there.
That's a lot of the Scandinavian countries, but you pay a lot of taxes, and you know, but you don't have to worry about the stuff.
But they
know?
Never wanted to leave there anyway, so that is the new place to retire now.
To Portugal.
Yep. Hey, did I see
my brother? Didn't they go? Wait, Portugal. Lisbon, is that Portugal?
Yeah.
I don't know certain places, okay?
Hey, Jeff, did
is
we mention
nice?
This last
nice.
Podcast?
Yeah, what?
Americans wake up feeling grumpy how many times a week?
I'm going to say 5.
No, 6 times a week.
Why 6?
I don't even know. But, you know, I don't wake up feeling grumpy, do I?
No.
I'm in a good mood half the time.
You're in a pretty good mood most of the time.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like tired, but, you know, I'm on 3 hours sleep right now. I was up last
night.
No.
So,
guys, you know what? I'm off.
Oh, no. I told her no more podcast mentioning starting with I'm sick.
No, I'm fine. I'm feeling good.
So instead it's I'm tired.
No, I'm not tired. I'm not tired at all.
You just said you got 3 hours sleep.
Yeah, but I'm not tired. Can you believe that?
Okay, that's good.
Oh, anyway, so, Jeff, anything else going on?
Man, you just threw that at me all of a sudden. There's new laws. It's a 2000... Now it's 2020. We don't say 2020, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, we say 2020.
Yeah.
Weed is legal in Illinois now.
Is it really?
Yeah, they legalized pot in another state.
First, I'm not surprised, but it's going to be legal everywhere pretty
soon. It's crazy.
Soon. Pretty soon it's going to be legal everywhere. Jeff, did you hear of the downward tilting toilet?
Yeah, I saw that to make you uncomfortable while you're sitting on the bowl, make you get off the bowl faster.
First of all, that's why you had your little situation a couple years ago, remember?
Yes, I recommend to people. Do I sit on the toilet for really long periods of time anymore?
Maybe 5 minutes the most.
At the most.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't sit there for long periods
of time.
Jeff
used to live on the toilet bowl. Used to live on the toilet bowl.
I used to read. I glance at the paper, but I don't. And there's a stack of newspapers next to our toilet. But I don't really sit there and read them. That's just the place I stored them to annoy my wife.
I was reading, Jeff, that 32% of Americans eat on the toilet bowl, which I think is so gross.
How about sipping coffee on it?
Jeff drinks tea or coffee on the toilet bowl, which I think is disgusting.
Disgusting. I do it all the time.
Disgusting.
Eating? Like eating what? Like a whole meal?
Yeah. Like a whole, like, you know, or a sub or a sandwich, you know?
No.
Yeah,
what's the percentage?
Yeah, 32%.
Really?
Yeah, that's a big number.
I think you made that up.
No. I saw it this morning.
What kind of survey is that? Who would even admit? President Lyndon Johnson?
Yeah.
You know, he took over after Kennedy got killed.
Yes, I know, Jeff.
He ate on the bowl. He was disgusting, apparently.
How do you know that?
My father knew that from history. My father used to tell me stories about Johnson. Yeah.
By the way,
that's just one of these things. It's like a historical note. It's not. I was barely a blip in the world when he was president. So.
By the way, you were asking the other day what happened to Matt Lauer.
Yeah, I saw he's dating a new woman who looks like his ex-wife.
She's a marketing guru. Her name is Shimin Abbas.
Really?
Looks almost exactly like his wife.
He's got a lot of money.
Huh.
He's got a lot of bucks.
Huh. So does she now. Good for you.
He's not in jail. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He has a bad rap for what
Jeff,
he did.
Do you think that he'll make a comeback someday?
I think Matt Lauer, I think you'll see him somewhere at some point. Yeah. He was very talented. He was very good at what
Jeff,
he did.
But also at the same time,
has he been convicted of a crime?
A lot of talented people out there right now. Yeah, but Jeff, with the Me Too movement, you know,
meanwhile, the Me Too movement, Harvey Weinstein hasn't been convicted of anything yet, right?
The charges
against Kevin Spacey have all been dropped.
I know.
Matt Lauer's not in jail. All the big Me Too stuff is kind of like blown up. I mean, I'm not judging, but hey, let's see what happens. Yeah, Kevin Spacey assault lawsuit has been dismissed. And you see, another of Kevin Spacey's accusers was found dead. You saw that, right?
Really?
Yeah. Another one of his accusers was found dead. So, and did you see the weird video he made on the New Year's?
No.
Yeah, he made another weird video as that character, Frank Underwood, from the TV show when he was on... what was that show called?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. The Kevin Spacey TV show.
I don't know. I really.
When he was the president.
Yeah, I don't remember that show.
He made a video of him as the character.
Really?
A creepy was it New Year's or no Christmas by the fire?
Really?
In character.
Oh wow!
Because I just think Kevin Spacey knows that. I mean, I remember my friend Tim came on and said he said Kevin Spacey made a pass at him.
Yeah,
Tim, who wrote the name dropper.
Yeah,
but Tim said a lot of people made a pass at him.
Yeah,
so I don't know. You know,
I'm not saying one word.
I just said one word.
Yeah, I'm not saying one word. Hey, Jeff. Okay, before we're out of here,
look at this. She does look like the ex-wife, though.
It does, right?
She's better looking, actually.
No, she's pretty. The wife was a model.
The wife was a model, really?
Yeah, she was. Hey, by the way, before we're out of here, Don Imus died a few days ago.
Yes.
Can I tell you something? I remember hanging out with. My best friend Eileen Marchese Cohen was his traffic reporter, so I remember many, many days hanging in their studio. Eileen was at, you know, did all these telethons. So I do remember a lot with Eileen and Imus. So rest in peace, Imus. But he did a lot of good things too, Jeff. I know people didn't like him, but he also had a ranch. What kind of ranch did he have?
He had a ranch for kids who were sick with cancer.
He did a lot of good.
People are, you know what it is? Every news report had to start with the Rutgers basketball team.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay,
yeah.
great. He insulted
that
people.
Was,
he
that
did
was
something.
His
you know,
downfall.
He said
off the radio.
One. He said a couple bad things in life, and people were like trying to make it seem like he was a horrible guy.
He did have that ranch with his wife Deidre, and you know
he was funny. Yeah, I was Imus for a long time. Yeah, I mean, in the later years, he wasn't. You know, he was older and more. he was a curmudgeon. He was a curmudgeon in his 50s. I was on one morning. I'm going to play this on the next. I'm going to find it when mm-hmm, since I'm down mm-hmm, here.
Yeah.
But I went one morning when Eileen would do traffic with Imus and she was late, they would find somebody in the office. Remember, they would say, who can do Imus?
Yeah.
And because the first hit, first traffic report was between 5 and 6 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah. Imus would come on, right?
It was early, yeah. Mm-hmm. So one morning, I did the traffic hit,
mm-hmm.
and my radio demo for years, the demo I would send out, was me in the beginning on with Imus.
Really?
Where he blows me up.
Oh, really?
He asks how
oh,
I am.
Oh, that's right, yeah. I remember
hey,
that.
Hey, Jeff, how are you? How are you?
Yeah.
How are you?
Oh, that's
I,
right,
I,
yeah.
I can't do Imus, but... And I tried to be funny in a way.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, they kind of tell me off. And Imus used to play this bomb exploding sound.
Yeah, he
would blow people up.
He did it to Eileen so many times.
Yeah, but Imus was very talented.
Yeah.
So you can't judge somebody by one foolish thing they said, one bad thing they said.
Anyway, so before we get out of here, Jeff, what would Americans give up? Crazy things Americans would do to reach their fitness goals. By the way, guys, I have my fitness goal is to go to the gym at least 5 times a week. Even though I'm a 3 hour sleep, I got the baby ready.
Yes.
Got breakfast. I'm like, let's get out of here right now. I was at the gym an hour and a half today with the baby.
Excellent.
Yeah. So anyway, I did my fitness goal. But Jeff, what are crazy things Americans would do to reach their fitness goals?
Give up sex.
Oh my gosh! 1 in 3 Americans would give up sex for a year to instantly reach their fitness goals.
A year.
A year.
Wonder if that includes, like, pleasuring yourself. Wonder if that's considered sex.
I don't know.
Can you still whack-a-doodle?
Hey, Jeff, look at this. A survey of 2,000 Americans found a quarter of respondents are so desperate to reach their fitness goals that they would be willing to spend a week in jail.
In jail.
To achieve their fitness goals.
Hmm.
I don't know if I would do that.
Can you get assaulted by prisoners?
No. Hey, guys, if you want to reach us.
Okay, I was going to do
516-637-3254.
Yeah.
We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We're back, guys. We're back. Going to try to do podcast. Jeff, how often, Jeff? Because it depends on this guy right here.
I would say we're going to try to do them 3 days a week, and if you get more, you should be happy. That, you know, because I did get a lot of texts. I was trying to find what did I do with my phone. I got a lot of messages from people about the podcast.
Yeah, like come on, guys, give us
no,
more.
No, I didn't get nasty messages.
I didn't get nasty
messages.
That's
you being nasty to me about it.
Oh yeah,
So calm down, all right.
But guys, and we're also doing YouTube. So right now, what I'm doing is setting up the studio, putting cameras in so you can see us. So that's the next project here. Again, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carolina Cadillo. Mm-hmm. We also have a Instagram, Carolina_Cadillo_podcast_show.
There's a lot of underscores.
I know, right?
Wait, do we have we don't have a Facebook page dedicated to this,
No,
right?
We don't, but maybe you should start one.
Because I think this year, I vow this year that we are going to have a get-together like we said we were going to have a couple years back. We're going to get Wabino more often. Maybe we'll throw him a bone or something.
Yeah, we should. We'll throw him a bone.
I'll help him steal a car or something.
You know? All right, guys, we're out of here. We love you, okay? We'll see you tomorrow.
I didn't even play the theme. Play the theme out of here. You want to get in touch with us? At Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter, The Real Jeff Jensen. On Instagram, Jeff Jensen. On Facebook is a picture of me and Salma Hayek. I never sent out the shirts. There's 5 shirts I never sent out because life got to me. But no more excuses. No more crap. Right, Carolina?
Exactly, Jeff.
We're going to be back. So if you want to support the show, advertise with us. 516-637-3254. Again, thanks for all the nice messages that I got from all the listeners. There were more than the 3 I mentioned. There were many, many more. So happy New Year. Happy 2020. Onward and upward. It's going to be a great year. Screw what Bean said. That's sourpuss.
Oh, stop. Love you, Bean.
We love you. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye. The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.
I'm Royal Oaks. Next time on Too Many Lawyers, COVID continues to reshape the law. Supreme Court arguments will be held by teleconference. The justices won't even know if the lawyers are wearing pants, which is fair given the eternal mystery of what's under those black robes. Los Angeles County is springing 25% of its inmates. The sheriff suggests folks get ready for what might be a spike in crime. Check it all out on the next episode of Too Many Lawyers.